Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the Equippers International podcast. We're in Romans chapter 6, and we're going to pick up there in verse 8 in this episode. Let me read verses 8 and 9. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over Him. Well, this chapter just gets better and better. We've talked about the beauty of our participation in the death and the resurrection of Christ through our baptism into Christ, so that our old body of sin would be done away with, because the truth is, he who has died is freed from sin. So if we embrace the truth that we are dead in Christ, then we're free from the power of sin. Because what has power over anything that is dead? See, if we still think that we are alive in our old Adamic condition, then we will still perceive that our battle is against sin, and we'll try harder not to sin. You see, this is the key that unlocks the freedom. Because see, as long as you think that you're in a condition of old self with a sin body, and that you're a slave to sin that's trying to get free from sin, you'll never win the battle. But when you enter in to the truth and the belief in your heart that you are dead to sin, you have been freed from sin through your participation in death with Christ, then you will know, oh, wow, sin has no power over me. I don't have to do anything, sin says. Another way of looking at it is when sin shows up, he finds a dead person. You know, I love to teach this in different settings, and people always get a kick out of it. Sometimes I'll actually physically lay on a table as a dead person, as a corpse. I don't want to be morbid, but it's a beautiful picture of the truth that is a reality in the spirit. Your old body of sin is dead. And then what I do is I have a participant in the classroom take on the personification of sin, and I tell them to come to my body and to begin to entice me to sin, to begin to invite me to have temptation or thoughts or actions that are sinful. And that person, if they'll participate in my little exercise and they really enter into their personification of sin and act it out, they'll do all kind of things to try to get me to sin. They'll poke and prod at me, and they'll say things in my ear, and I'll just lay there with my hands crossed across my chest like a dead corpse, and nothing will happen. And it's such a beautiful picture of our condition in the participation of the death of Christ. When sin comes to us and it pokes and it prods and it lies and it screams and it whispers, it does whatever it does to try to get us to do something, there's no response. No one is there because that person is dead. And there's now a new person who is in Christ. And that's where Paul takes us in verse 8. Now, if we have died with Christ, there's another one of those conditions. It's actually a condition of confidence. Since this actually happened and we died with Christ, we believe. You see, there's your belief again. Over and over, your faith is your belief. Your belief is directed into a truth. We believe that we shall also live with Him. This is not a promise for heaven. This is a promise for now. It echoes back, I believe, to Romans chapter 5, where Paul says that those who receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of the righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. So we live with Him right now. God is not somewhere far away. Jesus is in us and with us, living through us, so that our new man is completely empowered by his life. We live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. You see, so when we are joined with Christ and we know that we are living with him, we also know that since Christ was raised from the dead, death is no longer master over him. I can't stress this enough. Sin and death are inextricably linked. We saw it in Romans 5. Sin entered in through one man, and death through sin. See, when you are in a condition of sin, you are condemned to death. Now, that is a very profound spiritual truth. But when you are joined to Christ, you are rewarded the gift of life whereby death has no power over you. Now, we can move this into a more experiential realm whereby we talk about the natural effects of participating in sinful behavior. And what happens in our life as children of God, if we choose to participate in sin, then the death, quote unquote, process in our life will happen. We will experience death. We'll experience areas of our lives that are not alive. They're not living. I'm talking in more ethereal terms here. I'm not talking about the physical cessation of life, but I'm talking about the feeling of just being dead. And this is what sin does in our lives. But in Christ, death no longer is master over us. It's no longer master over Christ, and it's no longer master over us. So I want to move it out of this personal experience of what we feel like when we sin, and I want to bring it right back into the truth that as a result of what Christ has done and our participation with him, we will not participate in death ever again. Death has no power over us because the power of sin has been broken and we are freed from sin because we have participated in the death of Christ. Now, I know there's a lot of death and life terminology here. I'm praying the Holy Spirit will cause it to fall into the right categories in your heart, that you'll begin to understand what Paul means in these truths. You know, a favorite scripture, Galatians 2:20. Listen to what Paul says. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the natural condition as a human being in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. This is Romans 6. We understand that we have been crucified with Christ, and our lives are now in him. And our faith that we live in him, knowing that his life in us is the animation of our life. It is the source of our life. It is the hope of our glory. It is not in our own ability to do it. Our requirement is simply to believe, to enter into the truths of what God has done and provided for us in Christ. It is enough. It is more than enough. And the more we abide in the truth, the more the truth abides in us. And the more the truth abides in us, the more we will experience the reality of that truth. This is the journey of the gospel. This is our participation in God's story. Let's come into agreement of faith in what God has done for us in Christ, because we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he is never to die again. And since we have been raised with him, we will never die again, because death has no power over us anymore. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.